Alco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment. With Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Evelyn Knight, and Milo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wire. Now the idea is to settle back and listen to some music. And the music we suggest for the moment is Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra, and Let's Sing a Song About Susie. Axiom is the longest way round is the shortest way home. So now we present the longest way round, Paul Whiteman.
A very, very tender thought, Glenn. A thought which touches me deeply. And I might add that deeply in my case is plenty deep.
Paul, we have a problem child on our hands today.
A problem child, Glenn?
Yeah, our Chattanooga chug-chug, Bob Johnston, is more than a little peeved and upset.
Oh, tell me that isn't true, Bobby boy.
Paul, do you know what Evelyn Knight is going to sing in a minute?
Do I know? I better, or the band will be out on a limb making some mighty strange noises. If I remember right, she's going to sing Bidin' My Time.
Now, Paul, you know I should be singing that song. That's my style. That's my philosophy. Ever since I was a kid, busy waiting, I've felt that Gershwin had me in mind when he wrote Bidin' My Time.
I know, Bobby, but it just didn't work out for you to sing.
Well, why did I get to be known all over Polk County as the man who molasses is slower than? It was to sing songs like that.
I know, Bobby, but after
why
all...
Why was I voted at college the man most likely to fall down?
I know, Bobby, but you must realize...
You've got to be a Southerner to sing a song like that. You got to study it and practice it the way I did. Sit in a hammock and stare at it for 12 years.
But, Bobby, Evelyn's from the South, too.
Well, sure, Bob. You know I'm from Virginia.
Virginia? Oh, you call that the South. Where I came from, Virginia is a place not far from Alaska.
Now, Bobby, you'll have to control yourself. When you hear Evelyn sing Bidin' My Time, I think you'll be very, very happy about it.
Well, I'll try to control myself, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
Well, I'm going to be happy, and I'll bet a pretty that all our Philco chillin' are going to be, too. Evelyn Knight, show them that I'm right.
I keep busy.
Music lovers before the war were grateful to Philco Engineering for many improvements in radio phonographs, basic developments that increased their enjoyment of recorded music. Listening to symphonies or swing, to Gershwin or jive, connoisseurs of Bach and boogie-woogie alike appreciated such Philco refinements as the tone arm with the rounded jewel that did away with the noisy, scraping, pointed steel needle. Surface noise and record wear were reduced by 10 to 1. Needle changing was ended. All the beautiful overtones and harmonics of the original recording were released and gloriously reproduced by the electronic wizardry of Philco radio phonograph. When victory is won, Philco, America's most popular radio phonograph, promises you still greater achievements. Philco's wartime electronic research will bring many peacetime rewards. Among them, radio phonograph to provide you with new melodic beauty and new ease of operation, adding new meaning to the familiar phrase, Philco, a musical instrument of quality.
A couple of weeks ago, the brass section, that is, the bouncing brass, stood up and faced the music alone. Our secret operators tell us that you folks gave them a rising vote of confidence. And so they, in turn, are coming at you with hallelujah. They're rising now, and one by one, they're getting set to carry on here at the microphone. Trumpets and trombones are raised. They all take a very deep breath, look very, very worried. And here they go. Kick it off, boys. If you're ready, just kick it off. You got it. Bobby, have you got over your I Should Have Sung It blues? We'd like to have you sing.
Oh, now you come asking favors.
Yes, we do, Bobby. We'd like to hear some of those donks and tones. I'd get down on my knees to ask you about how to get up.
Well, all right. I'll sing, but my heart won't be in it.
Well, just make certain the words and music are, and everything will just be fine. Bob Johnson pulls himself together with I Dream of You.
I just can't seem to see the way I feel when I am close.
Remember when we were kids how we used to play hide-and-seek? Do you remember that line we used to shout, come out, wherever you are? Well, when you play that game with High-Low Jack and the Dame, they blast you out. To prove it, they now tear into, come out, wherever you are.
I don't like to play games, but if I don't get a Pikachu, I'm not calling you names. Come out wherever you are. I know you're not very far. How I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. She's on the minor open. Open you love dear, where are you dear? Come out wherever you are, babe. Come out from under that star. Yes, an incidentally, I'm not up to par. So come out wherever you are. Incidentally, you met me. I'm not up to par. So come out, wherever you are.
Standing by in the newsroom is our Philco reporter, George Hayes, ready to bring you the latest news from all over the world. So now we take you to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
British troops, shifted to the center of the Normandy fighting front around Caumont, now are battering forward, shoulder to shoulder with Americans farther west. Enemy resistance to both drives is surprisingly light. Launched within the past 12 hours, the British drive already has scooped up three towns and gained 4 miles. And front reports say the Germans are jumping like jackrabbits from haystacks, barns, and hedges to surrender. The Americans also have taken another 3 towns and pushed to within 5 miles of the prize port of Granville. And one American force, the one southeast of captured Coutances, is threatening to cut off 2 to 3 German divisions. Well, Supreme Commander General Eisenhower has just returned from a visit to the Normandy front, well pleased with the fighting there. It's understood he believes recent gains justify his policy of eliminating supply bottlenecks before charging ahead. And over on the Russian front, the Soviets have launched a new drive toward East Prussia along a 68-mile front. The Russians already have cracked out a 15-mile gain in this sector. Farther north, other Soviet forces have opened what looks like the final drive on Kaunas, capital of Lithuania. And the Germans say other Soviet forces at the southern end of the present fighting front already have won bridgeheads across the Vistula River for a flanking push on Warsaw. British 8th Army troops are doing most of the fighting in Italy at the moment. The 8th has taken over the initiative to recapture San Michele, 5 miles southwest of Florence. Bombers from Italy today hammered Balkan targets for the fourth time in 5 days. Objectives were enemy oil reserves, aircraft plants, and rail yards in Hungary and Yugoslavia. Planes from Britain threw the main weight of their sorties against enemy lines opposing the British-American advance in Normandy. London Sabbath calm was broken repeatedly by German robot bombs crashing into the British capital and other parts of southern England. Rumors, more persistent now than ever before, say Turkey will break off relations with Germany sometime this week and follow up with a declaration of war on the Nazis. Today, a Blue Network correspondent reported from Cairo that the German embassy at Ankara has ordered all Germans in Turkey to prepare for evacuation at a moment's notice. And the official German DNB news agency says the Turkish National Assembly will be informed on Wednesday of Turkey's decision to break diplomatic and economic relations with the Reich. An eyewitness account from the Pacific says American troops on Tinian Island are using a deadly secret weapon. A war correspondent says censorship prevents the publication of details, but that the new weapon is truly fearful and capable of blasting out all life within a radius of 100 feet. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes.
The word genius is often tossed about pretty loosely, but I don't think anybody will ever quibble about applying it to Noel Coward. He's achieved fame as an actor, director, playwright, composer, and lyricist. And, brother, that's a hunk of things to do well. One of the unusual things about Noel Coward's music is that all his big hits have been waltzes, a rare thing in popular music. So we now present for your Sunday afternoon listening a Noel Coward medley.
Thank you.
Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Hour with Carl Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Evelyn Knight, and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. We open the second half of the show with an orchestral item by the composer of Holiday for Strings, Dave Rose. I don't know where Dave got the inspiration for this number. It's called Dance of the Spanish Onion. So play it, Paul, and let the tears fall where they may. Imagine serving fresh vegetables from your own garden for Christmas dinner. It may sound like a dream now, but soon after V-Day, you'll probably be doing it. Everyone agrees that the trend toward frozen foods and frozen storage is just beginning. Most post-war kitchens won't be complete without a freezing locker or a refrigerator equipped with a separate frozen food compartment. Owners of Philco refrigerators today already enjoy these advantages. For Philco engineers, recognizing the demand for frozen food storage,
were the first to provide a complete line of refrigerators with a roomy, full-size, separate frozen food compartment where all kinds of foods can be kept fresh for weeks at below-freezing temperatures. Soon you can look to Philco Advanced Design for improvement in the convenience and usefulness of both refrigerators and freezing lockers. You'll be able to prepare more tempting menus and save on food bills by serving frozen foods more often. In the middle of winter, your family may enjoy garden-fresh vegetables. Watch Philco in refrigeration after the war.
Now we take a tune from Bing Crosby's latest picture, Going My Way. Bob Johnston is going to sing it for us. And by the way, Bobby, do you know it doesn't seem so long ago that Bing was singing right smack dab in front of this band?
Paul, what do you have to do to get where Bing is now?
Well, just have a few bad horses and five good children.
Five children? That's a mess of kids.
Yes, indeed. And it's for that reason Bing is frequently called the father of this country. But now, you know, Bobby, you're doing better than Bing did when he was with me. You sing alone. He used to be up here with two other guys.
Well, I'm up here with two other guys.
Well, both of me think you're pretty darn good, Bobby. So get on your way with Going My Way.
This road leads to Rainbowville. Going my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill. Going my way. Just pack a basket full of wishes. And off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line. Going my way, the smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way.
Whiteman Vestibule of Fame.
Today, we're playing host to a very unusual musical combination. the John Gott Trio. These boys get a band's worth of music out of just three instruments.
And the three instruments are Hammond organ, fiddle, and harp. The way they play South American music is making New Yorkers clap happy hands. To show you what we mean, the John Gott Trio is coming at you with Chincha. Your turn now, isn't it, Evelyn?
That's right, Glenn.
Oh, that makes me very happy. When I was a small boy, I used to have a weak spot for small girls. Now I'm a big boy, I got the same feeling for big girls.
Well, any particular type, Glenn?
Well, as far as looks go, and with me they go very far, I kind of like to be next to Slender Blonde.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Glenn. So I shall sing this song for you. It's called Some Peaceful Evening.
Oh, thanks. Gee, thanks.
Thank you.
comes our now and then spot for today. We want to thank all of you who have written in, offering your recording of Do You Ever Think of Me for Paul Whiteman's Now and Then or next week. So far, we've received well over 2,000 letters and cards, and they're still coming in. Of course, some jumped the gun and sent the record without waiting to write, but we thank them anyway.
Yes, sir, and you've been wonderful. We're digging our way out of the mail just as fast as we can. Next week, when we play Do You Ever Think of Me, we'll announce the name of the person who sent the first letter and gets the $25 bond. Thanks again, and we're mighty happy to hear from all you Philco chillin' and know that you really go for our now and then spot. We won't disappoint you today, because we've got a honey for you. It's one we put on wax lots and lots of years ago. I'm sure you remember it. This is just how we played it then. A one-a, a two-a, a linger a while. That's how it went then, and here's how it goes now.
Once upon a time, a prominent auburn-haired singer from Maine had two pets, a bird named Pando and a chameleon named Nando. Well, he was at a loss as to how to furnish and equip their cages, and so he consulted an expert on such matters. Now, I know I'll put gravel in Pando's cage, said Rudy, but how about the chameleon? Why, replied the expert, San Fernando Valley. Ooh, the heat is bad, isn't it? Hello, Jack and the Dame, you take over.
I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today. I'm taking a trip, California way. I'm gonna settle down in Nevermore, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And the sunset ends, 'cause I'll be shining where you truly should be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I know that I'm safe and sailing, she will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly over every comet made us a promise, we'll make the two of us one. Oh, I'm hitting a trail to the cow country. You call my name, Carol. I'm gonna settle down in Nevermore and make the San Fernando Valley my home. San Fernando Valley, that's right up my alley.
Songs to come out of this war is the one Bob Johnston sings for us now. It tells a heartening story of faith that's welcome in this troubled world. A truly great song, I Had a Talk with the Lord. Had a little talk with the Lord.
prayed that he would send down some rain and give me strength to stand up again. Right there my heart began to smile, and I had a little talk with the Lord. And the Lord spoke, and the clouds
important part of the research that took place in Philco laboratories before the war concerned the development of better, more efficient radio tubes. This research became apparent not only in the tone and performance of Philco radios, but in the quality of Philco high-efficiency tubes for replacement. Today, of course, all tube research is devoted to war, and great strides have been made of untold importance for the future. The time is coming when Philco tubes will be available again for replacement in your radio. Remember then that they fit any make of radio and positively improve performance. And for your assurance, they bear the Philco name, famous for quality the world over.
Paul Whiteman, and we'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Wood, Bob Johnston, Hilo, Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. These programs are rebroadcast by shortwave to our boys overseas. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation,
makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.